Right, I'm going to make this very quick. It is 5:55 on Monday the 22nd, and it's just a quick audio boo to mark the end of my time in Kitwe. Someone will be here in 5 minutes to pick me up, take me to Ndola Airport, and then I'll be flying back down to Livingston via Lusaka. My Yimby page finished last night, and it's funded. A few people came in at the last minute, which is absolutely awesome, and a huge thank you to every single one of you who's pledged money, and I can't tell you how much it's meant, really, to have people from all over the place pledging to kind of help my trip here. It's been incredible so far. I've still got another week to go back in Livingstone and Scarnsway, kind of working further on the well and seeing if we can't come away with something that will provide a source of clean water, albeit in a kind of temporary guise until next year now. Yeah, just want to say a big thank you, and I want to keep this one short, because the guy's coming in a minute, so I don't know how long this will take to upload, so it may or may not make it up today, depending on how much I waffle on for. But yeah, it's been incredible. It's been an incredible week here, seeing the work that Joseph and Lillian are doing at Dayspring on the Street Life project, and the lives that they're impacting. And talking about it last night, you know, they asked me what's the biggest impression, and really, it's just the kind of just to see potential in all of the kids, all of the orphans that they're that they've helped, who are now kind of, you know, looking to the future. I was having a long chat with guy last night, who's just full of business ideas. You know, the word entrepreneur gets banded around quite a lot, but he just seems to be kind of, you know, jumping from one idea to another, and sees an opportunity and is kind of probing and trying and calling people and trying to find ways of making ideas and things happen, which is just ace. And you can't wish for any more to invest in the future of a country and a town and the area up here in the Copper Belt. So yeah, hats off to them, really. Hopefully when I get the videos and everything done, you can kind of all have a watch and sort of see the needs that there are, really, from you know, supplies of food to practical help. You know, electricians, they need furniture, you know, the grounds and everything around at both centres, all locations need, you know, refreshing and kind of, you know, help to make the most of them. So yeah, there's more to do, really, but I've got a week left to kind of grab some more stuff, top and tail the well project, and work out how we're going to tell that story when I get back. And yeah, just a final huge thank you to everyone that's helped. Yeah, I better get this uploaded. So, yeah, until the next one.